In less than 100 days, we'll know the results of the Iowa caucuses, a state Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders hopes to win. He narrowly lost Iowa to Hillary Clinton in 2016. This time, Sanders is part of a much more crowded and progressive Democratic field. Later today, he plans to start a two-day campaign swing through the state. VPR's Henry Epp has been in Iowa ahead of the senator's planned trip and reports on how Iowa voters, especially young people, view Sanders this time around.
February 3rd, caucus day, is looming in Iowa. But participating in a caucus can be a lot more complicated than just casting a ballot. So at Iowa State University on Wednesday night, students staged a mock caucus. About 20 young people showed up to practice. Chairs are set up around a room in the student union with the last name of a Democratic candidate taped to each of them. Students are told to huddle around the chair of their preferred candidate and make a brief pitch. Really brief.
He's been in Congress in government trying to make life better and challenge corporations. Okay.
That was Hector Arbuckle getting in as much as he could to make the case for Senator Bernie Sanders. The event was planned by Next Gen America, an organization intended to get young people involved in progressive causes. Iowa State is right in the middle of Iowa, in Story County, which Sanders won by a healthy margin in 2016. Arbuckle is a sophomore here and one of five students who stood by Sanders' chair. He says he likes some of the other candidates, but has more faith in Sanders.
I'm not sure if I really trust him to stand up when it gets hard. And I feel that Bernie is going to fight for what's right, even when it's really difficult.
Arbuckle notes the field is significantly different this time around compared to 2016. More progressives are running, like Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Her supporters made a strong showing at the mock caucus. Julia Nolke, an Iowa State sophomore, says Warren is her top choice. Sanders is her third.
I just don't think he's as electable as Warren because they are very similar, but I think he comes off a little more extreme to people who want to vote more moderate.
Nolke is not the only student who seemed less than enthusiastic about Sanders. Sophomore Kelly Thompson says he was all in for Bernie Sanders in 2016, but this year he's supporting outsider Andrew Yang, who's proposed unique policies like a universal basic income.
I mean, Bernie stayed consistent throughout, but I just think Andrew Yang is a much better candidate, especially with his policies for the country. I think those are a lot better at solving the actual problems that got Trump into the White House in the first place.
Elsewhere on campus, I find other young voters who are passionate about Bernie Sanders. Outside the library, Michaelin Menkel is canvassing for the Sunrise Movement, a youth-led organization that's pushing for leaders to combat climate change.
He's really one of the only politicians who's been an emblem of like what progressive values are before they became politically popular or feasible.
Menkel points to Sanders' support for LGBTQ rights and his plans to tackle climate change. The Sanders campaign also has an organized presence here on Iowa State's campus. Sam Queen is part of the Sanders student group, running their social media accounts. He says membership in the group has grown from the single digits at the beginning of the semester to close to 40 people now. Queen says he grew up in a conservative family in Wisconsin, but his political views have taken a hard left turn in college. Now he says he'd have a hard time voting for most of the potential Democratic nominees besides Sanders.
If it is Warren, yeah, I would probably vote for her. I just really can't see myself fully supporting any other candidate. I'm just so ride or die Bernie at this point.
That hypothetical might not be something Queen will need to tackle if things go the way the Sanders campaign believes they will. Queen turns to a talking point the campaign's Iowa staff is touting a lot these days.
As of right now, we have more people committed to caucus than we had in 2016. In Iowa, which is by and large an incredibly huge number, and we're still months out till the caucus starts, and we're still going strong.
The campaign also points to its organizing infrastructure. In a memo in late October, Sanders' Iowa political director said the campaign has over 100 staff in the state and 16 offices. They're dedicated to expanding the electorate, turning out first-time voters, students, and low-income residents. But they haven't convinced everyone. Farther south down Interstate 35 in downtown Des Moines, there are signs of the long and crowded campaign scattered about town. A bar in the trendy East Village has signs from about a half dozen campaigns, including Bernie Sanders, plastered to its storefront. Across the street, I meet Lee Collins. Des Moines is in Polk County, which went for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And Collins says Sanders is nowhere near her top three choices.
He's not my favorite.
No.
My first choice is Amy Klobuchar. And my second choice is probably Elizabeth Warren. And my third choice is probably Kamala Harris. So I don't even come to the men until after I've made three choices.
Collins notes that she does not need to make up her mind yet. She can even change her choice on caucus day. Supporters can work to convince other voters on the caucus floor. For Senator Sanders, he'll need those strong, convincing supporters on February 3rd. And he'll work towards building more support in Iowa this weekend. Sanders is scheduled to appear at a slew of events around the state, starting Friday evening with what his campaign is calling a march to end corporate greed in downtown Des Moines. Campaign officials predict a big turnout. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp in Des Moines, Iowa.